The issue of cardiac care at University Hospital Waterford has dominated the local political agenda for a decade. It formed a key part of last year's general election campaign. Following years of campaigning, in April of this year, a significant milestone was achieved in the pursuit of full 24/7 cardiac care at UHW. An announcement was made on April 8. Cabinet approval has today been granted for 24/7 cardiac care at University Hospital Waterford. It comes following years of campaigning on the issue calling for the provision of the service. Jennifer Long reports.
Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill has made the decision to move to 24/7 cardiac care on foot of the most recent data from the Irish Heart Attack Audit. Minister Carroll McNeill also brought the National Review of Adult Specialist Cardiac Services to Cabinet this morning. In the region of 611,000 from existing HSE resources has been agreed today for new cardiology posts, and Minister McNeill says she will work with the HSE to secure 24/7 emergency cardiac care at UHW. This funding is designed to bolster the already extended operating hours of 8 to 8, 7 days a week, which has been effective since March 18th. The HSE are expected to outline an implementation plan for the overall cardiac strategy this summer.
Government Chief Whip and Minister for Mental Health, Waterford TD Mary Butler, spoke to WLR having come from Cabinet.
I've just come from Cabinet, a long meeting that lasted almost 2.5 hours. And I can confirm to everyone listening that Cabinet approval has been given for University Hospital Waterford to be upgraded to provide 24/7 cardiac care services. As you know, this is a major milestone in ensuring equitable access to life-saving treatments for patients in the southeast.
Waterford Fine Gael TD and Minister of State John Cummins says today's announcement shows the government's commitment to the issue.
As we know, cardiovascular disease is the second leading cause of death in Ireland, and a programme for government commits to developing new and more ambitious plans to enhance cardiovascular patient care across the regions. And the decision today by my party colleague Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill demonstrates that this is a priority for government.
Willie Doyle of the 24/7 Cardiac Care for Waterford and the South East Campaign Group gave his reaction to WLR.
Well, I have to say we're absolutely over the moon because this is fantastic news. It's been a long uphill battle, but the relief for cardiac patients in the South East is immeasurable, I have to say that, because they can now be treated in their own area and they don't have to face the long journey to Cork. And I'd like to take this opportunity to say thanks to everyone that stood behind us for the past 10 years.
Willie's daughter Jennifer suffered a heart attack in April 2014 and received treatment just before the cath lab at UHW closed on a Friday evening. She has continued to campaign on the issue of 24/7 cover ever since and outlined what it has been like to live without the service.
But for us as patients, you know, I can't say to you here and now, oh, my heart's going to stop at 4 o'clock tomorrow. If I have any even little twinge of a pain or anything, it goes through my mind continuously. Do I go now? If I wait and things get worse and I end up having to go in 2 or 3 hours' time, I still know I have to face into that journey of going to Cork.
Mary Coughlan, beside Willie and Jennifer, every step of the way on the campaign, what was your reaction today when you heard the news?
Absolutely amazing. We were over the moon, and we're over the moon because we've been fighting this campaign for the last 11 years. We started in City Square, outside Dunn's doors, looking for signatures. We were actually offered money at the time, which was obviously no good to us, but at the same time, people were rightly behind us all the time. We got 700 signatures that day, and that started us the campaign. We have never ceased since then, because we've heard numerous stories always coming to us about people in the situation with their heart attacks. It's the stories that we've heard and people that we've backed all the way that we want the cardiac cover for them. And the most important people in all of this that we have to remember is the cardiac patients. When you go to the hospital at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with two fully committed cath labs there, the fact that you have to get on a journey to Cork, their families behind them in cars, an ambulance, which at the end of the day has been rocked around on the road. So we're, for the cardiac patients, we cannot believe that this has come to pass today. And we thank everyone that was behind us all the way.
How did you stick with the campaign, Mary, for so long? Because there were many false dawns along the way, but to maintain commitment, passion, drive for a cause like that, what was it that spurred you on to keep going?
Patients, cardiac patients. Because from the beginning, looking at Jenny and looking at the situation that she could have been, and the emotional side of this is that we were very close to losing her. And that always will always stay in our minds, that we were, she was there at 5:30 on a Friday. Luckily enough, she was looked after, but another hour or 2 hours would have put us in a hugely different situation. And I think the fact and the fear of that made us realise how many other people were in that position. And we never lost sight of that. And we said we will keep going however long it takes to make this happen and for 24/7 cardiac cover for the South East.
Health Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill visited Waterford this year for the sod turning at the new surgical hub. She spoke to WLR and was asked for an update on the delivery of 24/7.
It was wonderful to see the operation of the cath lab operating now 7 days a week, which is a really, really important first step. And as you'll know, one of the very first things I did as Minister for Health was announce moving to 24/7 with €629,000 to support that. And that recruitment process is underway. We're now at, you know, 4.5 whole term equivalents, five people, but 4.5 whole term equivalents. That really needs to be seven, ideally eight people. The funding is there to do that recruitment. That recruitment is underway. And I expect it to be done, and Bernard Gloucester expects it to be done by the end of this year.
As we conclude 2025, and with the service still not a reality, campaigner Willie Doyle made this call.
We're heading into a new year now in a few weeks, and I have to ask, why the delay? I mean, why is it that Waterford is the only designated cardiac centre without a 24/7 service? I'm refusing to accept recruitment as an excuse. I mean, this is a life or death situation. Patients have waited long enough. We in Waterford always seem to end up with a begging bowl for a service. I mean, this service is available in all other parts of the country that have a dedicated cardiac service. So I'm calling now on our elected representatives to get this implemented immediately.